This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Earlier this year, city workers installed a new public art project in downtown Juneau. They're new signs that feature QR codes. Scan them, and you'll be taken to an audio story about the place, each told by people who represent the spirit of Juneau. KTOO's Pablo Pena reports.
Take a stroll along some of Juneau's downtown streets and you'll find brand new signs with maps and information about each location. But the signs do more than just tell you where you are. Each one tells an oral history about the place as part of an audio storytelling project called Juneau Voices. 10 stories are narrated by people from throughout Zantakahini, or Juneau, whose family histories go back generations.
A traditional name for Juneau is Stakat'at Akayewutiyi Yat'atke Atcha'at.
The place that has everything.
A place of abundance. Fish, deer, gall sheep, forests, gold, and stories.
That was Kingishche, the late David Katsik and Aaron Tripp, whose Tlingit name is Khatnuk. Kingishche is part of the Eagle Moiety. Khatnuk is part of the Raven Moiety. Together, Eagle and Raven guide the listener through this sonic journey. Lillian Petershore is one of the artists who helped with Juneau Voices. She says the project is meant to tell rich stories about the diverse experiences of local people.
The stories are a wonderful cross-section, featuring oftentimes lesser-known stories and lifting up people's experiences so that local residents and visitors can have a better understanding and appreciation for the diverse people that live in this community.
Petershore says one of the lesser-known stories is a tale of two statues near Alaska's Capitol building, narrated by Sorrel Goodwin. One of the statues sits in front of Alaska's Capitol of William Seward. The other isn't there, or at least not yet.
American imperialism hurts all of us.
Both the colonized
and the colonizer.
And that statue makes me angry. You know what I'd like to see right there? Across from the Seward statue? A statue of Sheep Creek Mary.
Sheep Creek Mary was Goodwin's great-great-grandmother, also known as Mary James, who took a stand against the Gastineau Mine Company that eventually forced her to sell her land. Petershore says it's important to tell these stories.
Because either the listener is living on Tlingit'ani or they are visiting Tlingit'ani. And it's so important to understand the indigenous people of the area.
Ryan Conroe, an artist with Juneau roots, also helped facilitate the project.
You could almost think about radio drama or podcasting with sound design and music to illuminate their stories.
He says it started when he met Petershore in 2018. The city had already initiated the idea of creating a signage project to help visitors find their way. Over the course of several months, Conroe and Petershore hosted story circles around town and put together what represents the breadth and depth of the city's history. The project was delayed by the pandemic, but is planned to officially launch in March. Petershore says she hopes the city can put up more signs with stories around the rest of the borough in the future. In Zantakahini, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña.
For KMBA News, I'm Chip Krause.